Matthew chapter 28, beginning at verse number 1, the Easter story. This is found in all of the Gospels. Mark 16, I think it is. Luke 24. And John 20. Early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to visit the tomb. Suddenly there was a great earthquake. An angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone, and sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a deep faint. Then the angel spoke to the women. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He's risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come see where his body was lying. And now go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and he is going ahead of you into Galilee. You will see him there. Remember what I have told you." The women ran quickly from the tomb. They were very frightened, but also filled with great joy, and they rushed to give the disciples the angel's message. And as they went, Jesus met them and greeted them, and they ran to him, grasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell your brothers to leave for Galilee, and they will see me there." Amen. I want to talk this morning from "Thank God It's Not Friday." Thank God it's not Friday. We had a wonderful Easter service, a wonderful Good Friday service on Friday. And we know about the restaurant, and we said TGIF, and we're thinking about, we finally get off from work and we get paid. But in the Christian world, Friday is not a good day. Well, it's not a good day if you look at the fact of what happened, but it's a good day when you look at the fact that God knew what he was doing. Let me put it like that. Friday was a day of misery. Friday was a day of suffering. To the world, it looked like Friday was a day of embarrassment to God. Friday was a day when God's only begotten Son died on a cross. To the world, Friday appears to be a day when Satan won. Friday appears to be a day when hope was lost. Friday appears to be a day of betrayal and trickery. To the world, Friday appears to be a day when we are doomed to hell forevermore. I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm glad that God can turn defeat into victory. So I was doing a little research on this, and very often in all of the accounts, you talk, the scripture talks about the stone being rolled away. And the people, the women went on Easter Sunday morning, and the stone, they were wondering who was going to roll the stone away. And one of the writers that I read said that Easter is really about rock rollers. It's not, and then he made a point to say it's not about rock and rollers. But Easter is about rock rollers, that people are trapped by various situations, and God gives people the ability to roll rocks out of other folks' way. Easter is about that we have been trapped by various things of our lives. It would be a terrible world that we would be trapped always on the Fridays of our life, trapped by depression and trapped by sin and trapped by suffering and trapped by pain. But God, in God's infinite wisdom, gave us people who will roll rocks out of our way. Look at somebody and say, "You don't look like a rock roller." But how many of you know there's some rocks so powerful that you need a community to move the rocks. There's some rocks that you can't move by yourself. You got to bring it to church so that we can all pray together so that the rocks will be moved out of our way. And Easter Sunday morning is about coming to the household of faith so that we can pray together that God will move the rocks out of our lives. Be a terrible thing. Friday in the scripture is that day of defeat. Friday in the scripture is that day of suffering and death and pain. Friday in the scripture is the worst day of all. Imagine your worst day. Imagine you being stuck on the worst day of your life. What's the worst day of your life? Don't stand. Somebody say, "The day I got married." What's the worst day of your life? Imagine being stuck on the worst day of your life. Imagine being stuck on seeing nothing but fear in your life. Imagine being stuck on being depressed forever. Imagine being stuck having the worst toothache you've ever had forever. Imagine being stuck having the worst pain you've ever had in your life. Whether it's physical pain, mental pain, emotional pain, psychological pain, but you're stuck there. Now imagine that Jesus comes on Sunday morning. Imagine that you thought in your mind that it would always be Friday. Imagine that you got up every single day and it still felt like Friday. But then one day you got up and you were surprised. Easter is about being surprised by the presence of God to change your Friday into Sunday. And when that happens, somebody ought to say, "Hallelujah, my Friday is gone and it's Sunday morning." Easter is about the surprise of God. Look at somebody and say, "It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Sunday is a day of deliverance. Sunday is a day when God surprises us and changes our situation and gives us new joy and gives us new hope. Sunday, Easter is about waking up in the morning on Friday, but being surprised by the presence and the power of God. Women went to the tomb. They went to the tomb. They were expecting Jesus to be in the tomb. They went there to anoint him. Friday is about the humiliation of God. Friday seems as if God was humiliated. But Easter is about the vindication. How many of you know when somebody humiliates you, you want to be vindicated? And when, I don't know about you, but when somebody humiliates me, I want to be vindicated in public. I don't want to be vindicated in private when nobody know. I want a public vindication. And I'm glad that Easter was a public thing. I'm glad it was not something done in a corner somewhere where nobody knew. I'm glad that the women found out first. Because they went and told it. They made it public. Sometimes, brothers, we are hard to believe. Even when the women told them, some of them thought it was nonsense. Easter is about the vindication of God. Friday is about the devil having his moment. Easter is about God having eternity. So here's what I want you to get out of this sermon today. That Easter is not only about the surprise of God. Easter is not only about the rock rollers for God. But Easter is about encouragement. When the women went to the tomb, they were nervous, they're scared. The angels talked to them. What did the angel say? The angel said, "Be not afraid. I know there's something in your life right now, some of your lives right now, that you are afraid, you are nervous, you don't see how you're going to make your way through, you don't see how you're going to make your way out. But I want you to know that Easter is about encouragement. Easter is about angels talking to you. Easter is about angels saying that be not afraid. Now I know you say, well, I haven't seen no angels lately. Yes, you have. There's one sitting right next to you. Now, they may not always do everything right, but every now and then, they adapt. How many of you know sometimes I'm a Western fanatic. I like Westerns. And I'd probably never be a good sheriff, but I'd be a great deputy. And every now and then, that's why I'm telling you, there's an angel sitting right next to you. They may not always be very angelic in their behavior, but every now and then, they are deputized to say something angelic for the God of our universe. And that angel can give you a word of encouragement when you are going through your Friday experience. That angel sitting next to you say, I've been through Friday, and I'm glad to tell you that Sunday is on the way, and there's a bright side somewhere. That angel is here to tell you this morning. That angel is here to tell you this morning. Friday doesn't have to last always. I know you're sitting there, but it's been lasting a long time, Rev. I mean, it's been Friday now for 20 years. How long did I have to go through this Friday? I can't tell you how long, but I can tell you one day God can surprise you and give you joy once again. He can lift up your bowed down head. He can put a smile on your face. He can give you a story to tell. Go tell those disciples that he is risen. I want you to take this as a hot piece of gossip. Go tell somebody. He is risen. He's not dead. Go tell somebody. Friday is over. Go tell somebody. The sun is shining. Go tell somebody. He broke through. Go tell somebody. He broke out. Go tell somebody. He's alive. Go tell somebody. He died. But go tell somebody. It's a new day. Go tell somebody. Hope is on the way. Go tell somebody. He lives. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus. He lives today. Hey. He lives. I don't know about you, but it's been Friday long enough. TGIF, that is not, thank God it's not Friday.